Initiated Measure 22, a government oversight and ethics package approved by voters in November, is now officially abolished. Lawmakers are working on a number of bills to replace some provisions of that measure. It was one of the topics at Saturday's legislative forum here in Brookings. The three District 7 lawmakers, as well as John Mills from District 4, were on hand. Representative Mills says he's convinced things will get done this session.
The one that I think my constituents and likely people here are most concerned about is, how do we stop the abuses that we saw with Gear Up and EB-5? The truth is that IM-22 didn't do anything for those. But I'm encouraged that an accountability board, at least the way that it's being described or thought of in a couple of the bills that I've looked at, and a lot of these are bipartisan.
Representative Tim Reed says some good bills have been introduced.
I think the lobbyist portion of it, we're doing pretty good, and I really hope we get that one out of the House early next week and get it over to the Senate. The next thing is to talk about the ethics board, which, you know, a lot of the bills are being called an accountability board, government accountability board. And there's kind of two different paths that are being talked about right now.
One would establish a new oversight board. Another would divide those duties among existing entities. Representative Spence Hawley says there are some 24 different bills dealing with various reform aspects. He mentioned the bill that creates the new oversight board.
We got a couple amendments we're going to put on it Monday to even strengthen it from suggestions to make the board made up of retired judges and a couple other Supreme Court justices. And I'm really hopeful that goes through because that addresses a lot of the accountability discussion. The comment IM-22 didn't address EB-5 and Gear Up, this does.
Senator Larry Tiedemann says he likes a bill dealing with the fiscal impact of ballot measures.
If it's an initiated measure or a referred measure, amendment to the Constitution, that they do a fiscal impact. When Marcy Law was brought forth, nobody was told that it was going to cost us mega bucks at the county level or at the state level.
Senator Sorum, sponsored by the Brookings Chamber.